husband approached you with a proposal.
It was an offer this ex couldn't refuse.
Instead of paying child support, you and the two girls could move into the house.
Correct.
It was a win-win if you could get along, which didn't happen.
Then the deal breaker.
She was at the end of the hall and she ran up and slugged me right upside the head.
Don't smile, it's not funny.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Julie Stiff is suing her ex-husband, Richard Stiff, for money she loaned him to pay off a loan.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 213 on the calendar, the matter Stiff versus Stiff. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. You're welcome, Judge.
Ms. Stiff, you and the defendant were married at one point, and you have two children?
Three total.
But after you were divorced, about a year after the divorce, you had two girls who were still living at home?
Correct.
And according to you, your former husband approached you with a proposal. And that proposal was he wanted to purchase a home, and he invited you and the girls to come and live with him. The home was in your name?
Correct.
Alone?
Correct.
And you have a mortgage on that home?
Correct.
How much did you pay for the home?
The house was $468,000.
And how much of a mortgage do you carry?
It's about $2,400 a month.
During that year, between your divorce and moving in with your former husband, which happened on what date, by the way?
It was the end of March. I'm not exactly sure of the exact date.
March 2014?
No, 2013.
March 18th, 2013, Your Honor.
Prior to moving into the house, where had you and your daughters been living?
We were renting a home.
And what was the rent in the home you were renting?
$1,900.
And were you receiving child support?
Yes.
How much?
$952 a month.
And were you receiving any maintenance for yourself?
From the defendant?
Yes.
No, Your Honor.
Okay, so it was only child support.
That's correct.
So according to what I'm sort of getting, you made an arrangement that instead of paying child support, you and the two girls could move into the house.
Correct.
So you withdrew the child support order.
No, we did not withdraw the order through the court. It was an agreement between the two of us. It made sense.
It made sense for you because you got an extra $1,000 a month. If you were paying $1,900 a month and he was giving you $900 a month in child support, you came out ahead $1,000 a month at least, because in addition to the rent, you also had other expenses in the house that you were renting. So you were ahead of the game.
Right.
Okay.
He was also able to purchase a home where he was earning money. I was basically paying one-third of his mortgage.
Okay, now I want you to tell me, when you moved in March of 2013, how much did you give him towards the mortgage? Because this is what the case is about.
Technically, well,
first tell me, how much were you paying regularly starting in March of 2013 towards the mortgage? Mortgage is $2,400 a month.
Technically, $952 a month. I was basically giving him back his child support.
How old is your youngest daughter?
She just turned 16, Your Honor.
Okay, so you were ahead of the game. You didn't have to have that money as an outlay.
Okay.
That $952.
Correct.
And she was ahead of the game because she was saving $1,000 a month on rent, right?
Yes.
If your rent was $1,900 and you moved into a place where you were paying technically nothing, then you were ahead of $1,000.
Correct.
And he was ahead $1,000 because he didn't have to pay the child support.
Correct.
So it was a win-win if you could get along.
Correct.
Which didn't happen.
Correct.
Correct.
So that was short-lived. It didn't last longer than a year. This is what your case is about. You say that when you moved in, you loaned him $5,000.
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
He needed, in order to purchase the home, he had to take out a 401k loan. In order to take out the 401k loan, he had to pay off an existing 401k loan that he had.
And how much was the 401k loan that he had to pay off?
It was about $4,800.
So what did you do?
I paid it off and...
How?
With that check.
Yes, and?
And then I took out the loan for the other monies that I needed to put down on the house.
And what was your arrangement, Mr. Stiff, with your former wife with regard to that $4,800?
She wanted to contribute. We had talked about this being mutual. She was, at this point, was living in the house. She had her boyfriend living there at one time, and my older daughter was living there with her boyfriend. She saw her plight, that she was going downhill, and she had just got a small inheritance from her mother, and she wanted to contribute to the house because she knew that it was going to be a good deal for both of us.
So tell me about the conversation.
The conversation that we had?
Yeah, I want to hear about
Actually, she offered me more than one check. She's offered me several checks. She offered me two checks, and she says that was three checks that she had offered me for $5,000. I said, no, I don't want the money. She kept trying to give me the money because she wanted to contribute to the house, and she wanted to do her part because I think in her mind, she knew that she didn't have a whole lot of other choices, and soon she'd be out of resources. So the arrangement was that she gave me the check. In fact, I didn't cash it for a while because I was going to do this on my own, and then I went ahead and took care of it because I didn't have an opportunity. I didn't have enough equity to get past that point on my own.
Okay, now I'll hear your version of the $5,000.
He approached me. He wanted...
You were in your house, your $1,900 rental at that time.
Yes. I was living off my inheritance. I was still waiting to have my federal disability hearing.
How much inheritance did you get?
Approximately $90,000.
Okay.
And he asked me...
Don't look there. Okay. Look at me.
He asked me for two amounts of money.
How much?
One was $4,000 and one was $5,000. Through the divorce settlement, we had an asset equalization payment. He owed me $10,000. He was paying me little bits here and there, and he got the balance down to $3,000. He asked me for $4,000 back. I gave him a check for $4,000. So that brought the asset equalization back up to $7,000. Then he asked me for $5,000 so he could pay off his 401k loan so he could take out another 401k loan to purchase the house. I wrote him the check. He cashed it.
Can I see the cancel check, please?
There's that in here. I wrote the check on November 1st, Your Honor, and it cleared the bank on November 7th. So when he says that he held on to the money, that is false.
Now, you have a counterclaim, Mr. Stiff. Your counterclaim is for unpaid bills and an assault.
Correct.
What unpaid bills are you talking about?
Well, by the time we got the house and she moved in, her state disability had run out and she wasn't receiving federal disability. And I'm estimating, because I don't have the exact dates, but between that March and around the end of 2013, around the November timeframe, she had no income whatsoever. And I was
paying. She had inheritance.
She had already spent all of that, so she had zero.
And what about all your grown children and their boyfriends? Don't they work?
They work. She doesn't work, but they
do. I don't care about her. Do they contribute to the house when they were living there?
Well, the only one that's living in my house is my 23-year-old daughter, and she has her chores. She's not contributing financially at this point.
Why not?
That's a good question.
Okay, then you don't have to say anything else. I got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He was screaming at the top of his lungs, saying, go ahead, I dare you, go ahead, I dare you.
So?
After about 10 minutes of that, I did, and I slapped him on his cheek.
You can't do that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julie Stiff says, ex-husband Richard Stiff owes for an unpaid loan. Richard is countersuing for Julie's share of utility bills and an assault.
Okay, did you ever complete paying off your asset equalization to your former wife?
Yes, I did.
I had to take him to family court in order to receive that amount.
But he paid it off?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you filed this lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the assault, Mr. Stiff.
When we moved into the house, she knew that I had some assets setting aside, and I told her that I would pay off the $7,000 that I owed her when I turned 59 and a half, because I could take a draw without penalties, and we agreed on that. But after we moved in, she just kept hounding me for this money, and I said, I really can't get to it. I had no other income, and I was struggling to make the payments on the house, and about a month before that is when she filed, or when I got the filing.
For the balance.
For the balance.
You didn't tell me about the assault yet.
So we were arguing about that money, and I was explaining to her that I had to wait till I'm 59 and a half, and she chased me into the bedroom with the paper telling me that I needed to pay her this. She chased me into my bedroom and started hitting me in the chest, and I said, stop. And then she slapped me in the room, and I said, okay, that's it, you're out of here. So I just started backing her towards the door. We got to the door, and I tried to shut it, and she was, her arms were flailing in through the door trying to hit me. I got the door shut, and she screamed that I had tried to push her down the stairs. My other daughter, my youngest daughter, come running out. Okay, then everything had settled down. She went down to her room, and I went in my room, and about a half hour later, I walked out of the bedroom and started to go downstairs. She was at the end of the hall, and she ran up and slugged me right upside the head. So
you
I said, I had
enough.
Tell
me about that? Don't smile. It's not funny.
The argument that we were having was regards to filing the quadro.
I don't care what the argument
that
was about.
That's what it was about. I went in, I showed him the papers through the divorce paper. I gave him the paper, and
how did you give him the paper?
It back. He wouldn't give it back to me. So I turned around, I was leaving his room, but I wasn't going fast enough, and he pushed me, and I fell onto the ground. I got up. At that point, he pushed me again, and I almost went down the stairs. I grabbed onto the wall not to. At that point, our daughter did come out, and she said, Mom, Dad, stop.
Okay.
Calmed it down, and I went into my bedroom.
And?
About a half hour later, he comes back to my room.
He came back to your bedroom.
He came back to the bedroom, and he started the argument again.
Okay.
At that point, he walked back down the hall toward his bedroom, and I was at my bedroom. And I told him, you're not leaving me any choice. I'm going to have to go through an attorney. I'm going to have to go through family court to have the decision upheld. He was screaming at the top of his lungs over and over and over again, saying, go ahead, I dare you. Go ahead, I dare you. Go ahead, I dare you. Continually.
So?
After about 10 minutes of that, I did. I lost my temper, and I slapped him on his cheek.
Can't do that.
He immediately said that he was going to call the police.
You can't do that.
I have a photograph of when he pushed me down that he injured my knee.
Well, let me ask you a question. You went to his bedroom first.
Correct, because you went
to his bedroom first.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me that you didn't put your hands on him when you went to the bedroom?
No, ma'am.
You didn't push the papers at him?
No, ma'am.
Is that what you're telling
me? He was laying on his bed.
Then you both probably got what you deserved. I have a feeling you had a big fight and you both lost your temper. That'd be a fair statement.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Now, from the time that you moved in when you were in between disability, did you have an arrangement with your former husband to pay half of the expenses in the house?
No, ma'am.
Never. You weren't supposed to pay any expenses.
We were going to split the utilities.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, we were
going to split the utilities. I'm talking about the utilities.
Yes.
Did you pay those utilities?
First half of the year, I paid all of the utilities.
Show me.
I paid 100%.
Show me.
Of course, I don't have. In my briefcase.
I have time. Go get it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're no longer his responsibility. He has one minor child. He was providing the roof and not paying any child support. You're not his responsibility anymore. You're divorced.
And later today,
he acknowledges he didn't pay all of May's rent. That's $350. But you have $700 of his security deposit, which means that you're in the plus column for $350.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julie Stiff says ex-husband Richard Stiff owes for an unpaid loan. Richard is countersuing for Julie's share of utility bills and an assault.
Okay.
I apologize, Your Honor. I did print it out. I apparently left it at home.
Okay. Well, you knew that Mr. Stiff had a counterclaim. And if your defense is that for part of the time while you were supposed to split the expenses, you paid all the expenses, that would be evidence that you needed to bring.
Correct.
Okay, now, he is suing for expenses from March of 2013 until November of 2013. And you were supposed to pay $325 a month, which is half of the $650 a month for expenses.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. No, it was one half of the utilities, period.
Okay. Yes. How much were the utilities for those months, sir?
The agreement was that she was going to pay half of the utilities and provide lunches and buy food. And she did none of that during that period.
Was that your agreement?
No, ma'am.
What was your agreement?
He knew I had no income.
Don't tell me what he knew. You're no longer his responsibility. He has one minor child that we've already taken care of because that was your agreement. He was providing the roof and not paying any child support. You're not his responsibility anymore. You're divorced. You want him to live up to the terms of the agreement, equalize assets, which you say that he did. You may have had to take him to court to do that. What was your contribution, financial contribution, to the house going to be?
One half of the utilities.
Fine. Now, you say you paid all the utilities. At some point.
For the first 6 months.
How much do you estimate you paid a month?
It varied depending
upon... Give me a round number. It's a house. How big a house is it?
I don't know. 3,000
square feet? How many square feet is it?
3,000 square feet.
And where do you live?
Castaic Lake.
Where is that?
It's above Magic Mountain.
California?
California, yes. Oh,
well, you know, not everybody lives in California.
Sorry.
We don't know where Cascade Lake is. Okay, so sometimes you need air conditioning, sometimes you need heating, sometimes, you know, you need water, you need cable, you need all of those other things. You don't live in a 3,000-square-foot house for less than at least $650 a month.
During the summer, about $700 a month during the summer. During the spring and during the fall, it was more like 300 total.
Very, very carefully. How many months didn't you contribute?
5 months.
Okay, Mr. Stiff?
Yes.
You owe your former wife $5,000 that she made to you as a loan. From that, I am deducting $1,750 because that's what she owes you for utilities. $3,250. I've deducted that as a set off. Judgment.
I gave him
judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Step out.
He's excused.
I'm just glad that the truth came out and that I'm going to get my money.
I think it was fair.
He drinks out constantly. He becomes abusive and violent when he drinks.
She's a very angry, vindictive person.
That we can remain cordial, but I don't really ever want to see him.
I hope she can go on and live her life, and I hope she can find some peace, because I sure have.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Castor versus Courtney. Step forward.
Brianna Castor is suing her former roommate, George Courtney IV, for unpaid rent. George claims he's paid more than his share.
Miss Castor, you rented a four-bedroom house. You didn't have enough roommates to fill up the house, so you put an ad on Craigslist. The defendant responded to that ad and moved into your house on what date?
December 15th, 2013.
And what was his rent?
$6.95 per month plus utilities.
Did he sign a lease?
He did not sign a lease.
So you had an oral arrangement?
An oral and written in form of email and text message.
Did the emails outline all the terms of the lease?
Yes.
And did each of you confirm in the email that you were accepting the terms of the other?
Not via email, but via text message.
So I'd like to see those.
Sure.
Because what you claim is that he moved out. He didn't give you 45 days notice. You want him to pay for a month's rent.
Yes.
When he was not living there because he failed to give you 45 days notice.
Correct.
That he was not moving out. So why don't you show me where he agreed to give you 45 days notice. Let's start with that.
The first one is the email and
no,
the second
just
is the text.
All I want to see is 45 days notice.
It's in there.
There's nothing here that's an agreement to all of your terms.
Correct.
He gave you money. Correct. Mm-hmm. He gave you money and he moved in. So there is nothing that you have in a contractual form that obliges him to give you 45 days notice.
It was a verbal. I mean, that was, other than
no.
I put that in an email, it was verbal.
Whatever. If he's on 45 days notice, put it in writing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when did you move out?
It was the middle of July.
It was July 25th that he moved out.
The end of July?
Yes.
Did you pay July's rent?
I did.
$6.95?
Plus utilities.
So what money do you think he owes you?
He did not pay utilities for July.
I don't care.
He also did not pay half of his rent for May, nor did he pay utilities.
Did you pay May's rent?
I paid half.
So you paid about $350. Is that about right?
$300.
Okay. Now you have a security deposit.
Yes.
How much?
$6.95.
Did you return it to him?
No.
Well, what'd you use it for?
To cover his rent for August because he moved out without notice.
He doesn't owe you August. I've just ruled that.
Well, that's why I kept it. And also for, I mean, he didn't pay rent for May or utilities. He didn't pay August or, I know you said he doesn't get that, but he also
August,
didn't
I'm
pay.
August, I'm not considering. You have $700. He owes you $350. His defense is, she kept my deposit. She's more than covered on her rent. Am I missing something?
He owed me the rest of the rent for May, as well as utilities for May and
utilities
for July.
I understand that. He acknowledges he didn't pay all of May's rent. That's $350. But you have $700 of his security deposit, which means that you're in the plus column for $350. So what do you want?
I want my money back. I mean, the verbal agreement was that he would pay.
Goodbye. You're whole. Thank you.
You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and on the next Judge Judy.
Did you ever meet her before they went to live with her?
No.
A mother hands her children to a stranger.
What arrangements did you make to support your daughters?
None. She asked for none.
Judge Judy.
I'm shocked.
I think she was correct. You know, I paid my rent. I had a security deposit.
Everybody will sign officially an agreement.
Prepare and save and not spend money.